The Auburndale Music Fest is being held June 23rd through the 25th. It'll be a weekend of music and other fun activities, including a dairy breakfast, softball, volleyball, and cornhole tournaments, crafts and vendors, and much more. I spoke with Tyler Freiben, Mike Sable, and John Empey, three people involved in the various fest activities, and they discussed the Auburndale Music Fest in more detail. And starting out here, you know, the Auburndale Music Fest is coming up June 23rd through the 25th. It'll be in the Auburndale Park. And looking at your poster here, it looks like you've got some great bands coming. Could you talk about that, please?
Yeah, we're excited about that. We've got a couple of new ones this year. We're going to start out Friday night at 5:30 when we open with G-Man. He does a little bit of DJing, a little bit of music on his own. He's been playing the last couple of years for us. And then last year, headlined on Friday night by American Platinum, and they put on a really awesome show, some more modern music, and we really, really enjoyed having them. We couldn't get them signed to come back for this year soon enough, and we were able to work that out for them to come back. And then Saturday morning, a staple of the Music Fest, West of the River playing 8:30 in the morning till 11:30. And then kind of an exciting one this year, we have the Auburndale Band, high school band, is going to put on a performance. They got the opportunity to go to Pearl Harbor next year and perform at the Pearl Harbor event down there in Hawaii. So it helps. They're going to do a little bit of fundraising kind of a thing. And so we're excited to give some people an opportunity to see them. And so they'll be put on a show from noon to 3:00. And then another new band is Tailwater, and they're going to open for Boogie and Yo-Yos, which has been coming for, I believe, over 20 years to the Music Fest. Tailwater will play from 4 to 8, and then Boogie will play from 9 until we're done, which can go into the morning hours. And Sunday morning, we have the Hayes Boys out of Stratford coming back to play their polka from 11 to 2, and then another new band is going to put on a show for us Sunday afternoon from 2 to close, and that'll be Jason and the Old Trucker Band. So we're excited to have them. They play a little bit more country rock and roll. I like that kind of music, so we're excited for that.
All right, cool. Very cool. And now, of course, it's there are a lot of other things going on, too. If people want a little break from the music, there are plenty of other things they can do. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, what's fun about our event is we really try to make it fun for the whole family in there. So we do a softball tournament and volleyball tournaments on all days of it. And we've got got stuff for the kids where we've got inflatable bounce rides with wristbands. So, you know, you can pay a one-time price and let those kids bounce themselves crazy and wear themselves out. And then for the moms or crafty people, we've got craft vendors that are going to come in on Saturday from 8 a.m. till 2:30 and a little bit on Sunday, I believe. Is that correct? Friday night and Saturday night. Saturday, the craft vendors are going to be there. Mm-hmm. And then for Friday night, some of the big family attraction for us, we have a fireworks display at dusk time. And we've been told we put on a really good show for a little small town event and stuff. And we tend to pack the park with that.
All right. Excellent. And I see here, too, as well, that, you know, it is, of course, June Dairy Month. And you have the dairy breakfast going on Saturday morning.
Yes. And I'm involved with that, as well as helping with some other things through Music Fest. And so this is the 35th annual Auburndale FFA Alumni Dairy Breakfast. And the high school just completed a referendum and added on to the building. And so we're going to have the dairy breakfast in the shop and technology and ag end of the building. So people can come through and either drive through and take it out and go right next door up to the park and eat while they're watching softball or volleyball or listening to the music, or they, you know, could take it home, or they can come inside and eat. And the breakfast is from 8 a.m. until noon. It does have buttermilk pancakes, sausage, eggs, cheese curds, maple syrup that is made by our students, collected by our students through our school for us, a butter applesauce, sweetened dried cranberries, milk and coffee, and ice cream. And that's for $8 per person. Mm-hmm. And again, 8 until noon on Saturday morning.
All right, excellent. And then also on that Saturday, starting at 10 a.m., you have a car show going on. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. A couple of younger guys, Kurt and Dylan, were excited to kind of spearhead the car show a few years ago, and they've been doing it a couple of years, and we're hoping they get blessed with perfect weather this year. They've got some exciting things coming. They've got a vendor of toy cars, of die-cast toy cars, which I think is kind of neat. Mm-hmm. They've got an exhaust competition, and they do have a motorcycle class for the first time coming this year, so we're looking forward to that, and that's in the second parking lot there up at the park, and you could take your dairy breakfast and go stroll and check out the old cars would be a good opportunity as well.
All right, very cool. And now besides that volleyball tournament and softball tournament, I see on Sunday you have the cornhole tourney. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we've had a break on cornhole for a couple of years, but that's coming back this year. We used to have it on Saturday. We moved it to Sunday this year. It work out right after the parade. You can watch the parade and get your candy and then come up and throw some bags. It's just a $10 entry and a draw your partner, and it should be a real good time.
Yeah, all right, perfect. And then it looks like here, too, that you've got a lot of good food vendors that will be around. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we've been trying to coordinate some of the food trucks in. It's been the craze the last few years, and we've got Rocky's bringing a food truck up, and then there is a Rosette's, which is kind of like a sugary churro kind of a thing. They're coming, and we've got a couple other ones that we believe are coming, waffles and iced coffee, and a street corn and meatball vendor, which I'm especially excited to try out. And then we always have the chicken dinner on Sunday morning and afternoon as well with the Pie and Ice Cream Social that the church puts on. That'll be back again Sunday from 11 to 2.
All right, excellent. And now is there, you know, besides some of the individual events, is there like an overall cost for people to attend this event?
The Music Fest is a free event. There is a cost to, you know, to the registration of volleyball and softball, but otherwise entry into it is free. Just come and have a good time. You can walk around and just enjoy the sights and sounds for absolutely nothing.
All right, excellent. And then if people want to learn more about the fest, I assume probably Facebook would be a good place for them to go?
Yep, Offerdale Music Fest has a Facebook and Instagram page. It's a good spot. And then we do have a website as well that's kind of new, and we put all of our information on there. And I believe that's AuburndaleParkAssociation.com.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And then I think just a good way to wrap up our interview here is if you could just remind our listeners when the Auburndale Music Fest is taking place.
Right. For the dates this year, we've got June 23rd, Friday through Sunday, June 25th. And one thing we just want to add a mention into this somewhere, mm-hmm, is that the park does do this as a fundraiser. So we appreciate if people do not bring carry-ins for that and buy their beverages and food on the grounds, because we have such a wide assortment that really you can find what you're looking for at any given moment in there. And no pets are allowed in the park either that weekend. Something that some people take advantage of, some of the farther, like softball teams, volleyball teams take advantage of, is that we do have some camping spaces available also, mm-hmm, will come in too. So, you know, it saves you, you know, maybe there's been people that, you know, like to party hard with boogie and yo-yos on Saturday night and don't want to be driving. You know, they keep everyone safe if they sleep right there. So
if you'd like to learn more about the Auburndale Music Fest, you can head to their website and Facebook page.